And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host, and I bid you welcome. And I hope you enjoy the lovely and stately music that I have at the beginning. I used to have a more dynamic type of music, but I like this one so much, this music here, because it's very, very calming. And it reminds me of the halcyon days of yore. It reminds me of when America used to be wholesome and good and sweet and noble. America was such a wonderful, wonderful place. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am here, and my mission is very simple. I need to alert you to the danger that you are in, and to give you some tips on how to get ready for the horrors that are about to come upon all of us. You know, when you look around, ladies and gentlemen, you can see that something is wrong. People are rushing. People are antsy. People are nervous. People feel anxious. People are troubled. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. What could it be? We don't feel that same safe, secure, you know, like when you were a little kid. Remember when you were a little kid and you felt very secure? Mommy and Daddy were home, or Daddy came home from work, and you felt so secure. And you woke up early Sunday morning, maybe, and you laid in bed. You heard the birds singing outside, and the world was sweet, and the world was good. But now we wake up and we're filled with anxiety and nervousness, and we're worried. Something is wrong. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what the problem is that we've fallen away from God as individuals, as a country. Everything has been degraded. The church has been degraded. Our leaders have been degraded. Our schools have been degraded. Everything, the automobile industry degraded, literature degraded. Look at the magazines now. Listen to the music. Look at the arts. Everything has been degraded. How could this have happened? Well, it's because we have been seduced. We have been seduced individually and as a country. We've been seduced away from our roots, seduced away from God, seduced away from principle. See? Education has been degraded. Everything has been degraded, ladies and gentlemen. So the question is, have you been degraded? And the answer is yes, you have. A lot of people, you just look at, see, a lot of people. I don't need to go into the details of people's lives, do I? How even young people, I mean people less than like 20 years old, have already been corrupted and demoralized, and through what? Through school, through their associates, associations, the peer group, the music, promiscuous sex, drugs, marijuana, degraded. No wonder people are angry. So that's another reason why everybody, people are angry underneath, angry because they sense they've been degraded. See? So what does that mean then? It means that we have fallen. We have fallen. And our soul has been degraded. And what you are today at this, what you are at this moment as you are sitting there or laying there listening, what you are at this moment is the sum total of the character that you have developed. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. So what do we do about it? What are we going to do? What are you going to do about it? If you don't have character, if you have not developed character, then when the next thing comes along, the next injustice, the next tease, the next temptation, when it comes along, see, or the next crisis, the next health crisis, whatever that you have, family crisis, when it comes along, will you have the character to meet the moment with equanimity, with poise, with wisdom? Okay? Now, if not, if you're concerned, then you better listen up. How do we develop character? How do you develop character? See? And how about when the end comes? When it's time to cross the border between this life and the next? See? What character will you have developed? See? Well, how do you develop character? I'll tell you. We don't develop character on the outside. See, a lot of people think, well, you develop character by studying books and working, pumping iron and running marathons and things like that. No. Or some people think, well, you develop character by fighting with people and that sort of thing. No, you don't. How do you develop character? See, it doesn't come from the outside. It comes from the inside. You can't. Yes, you can become very conceited. Sure, you can pump iron. You can go through all kinds of experiences, and you can develop all kinds of skills and compensations. See. And all kinds of friends in high places, and take a lot of vitamins, and learn how to speak, and how to wow people, and how to impress people, and how to manipulate people, and how to scare people, and wear clothes, the right clothes, and drive the right car, and have money. You can have all these compensations. See, but you drop all of those. Those all drop. You drop those when. When it's time to cross over from this life to the next. So how do you develop character? You develop it from the from the inside. It comes from the inside. It comes from the inside. So what is character then? I will tell you what character is. First of all, see, Character is being close to the source of character. Close to the source. So, and you develop the kind of attitude and the kind of longing and yearning and the kind of, mental distance. So that when temptation comes along, see, you're not made of the temptation. See, you're not made of the temptation, but you're made of something else. You're made of what comes from within. See, in the Bible it says the Word made flesh. It talks about the Word made flesh. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. So, first of all, so you remember Christ. How did he develop character? He developed character by always obeying, by always being obedient to his Father. By always being obedient to his Father, by always doing what he knew was right in his heart. See? And by flowing from within. He said, of myself I can do nothing. The Father within doth the works. Or the Son watches the Father and does what the Father does. See? So for every moment, for every moment that came along, he looked within. He looked within for the wisdom, for the strength, for the right answer, for what he needed to meet that moment. He didn't look to the outside. See, he didn't go to school. He didn't get a degree. He didn't study theology. See, he didn't look to other people. He looked within, and he was obedient. When something came along that tempted him, something came along that tempted him. Then he stood back and he obeyed what he knew in his heart. See? He was so obedient that he wasn't even tempted to give an answer with an embellishment. Sometimes his answer was simply to quote a scripture. Remember when he was in the desert being tempted? All he did was quote a scripture. It says in the scripture, he said, that he quoted it to something. He wasn't even tempted to put something of himself into his answer. So he was obedient to what he knew in his heart was right. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. We're talking about character. We're talking about Jesus. He looked within. Temptation came when something was called for him to do. See, when a moment came, see, which you have many moments too, do you not? You have many moments. Many moments when you're there with your wife or your partner, you're there in your children, when a cooker comes along with something. See, when you see something, when you hear something, there's so many moments. See, when you could reach for this or reach for that. You could reach for the marijuana. You could reach for the mouse to go somewhere that you shouldn't go. You could say a little too much or not enough. You could withhold the truth or you could tell the truth. You could publish something to impress people, or you could give them the simple truth. You could be honest with people or a little bit phony with them. See? You could give a wise answer to your child and be patient with your child, or you could be impatient. See? You have many, many moments every day. So how do you meet the moment properly? Well, you need to learn to meet the moment properly the way Christ met the moment properly. He had character because he grew he was so close to what he knew in his heart, so close to the Father, so close to principle, so close to an inner font of wisdom and power, incidentally. So close to that he looked to it every moment. You know, Paul said to pray unceasingly. What does that mean? Okay, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. So listen up. You can learn how to develop character, how to turn your life around, how to be ready for the horrors that are going to descend upon the planet, and how to be ready for those moments in your own life when you have a delicate moment with your wife or with your child. See? And how you can be ready for when the time's for you to cross over from this life to the next. You want to be so close to principle, so close to wisdom, so close to what's right, so close to the inner light from God. See? That there's no room. There's no point of entry. And not only that, but now here's the other thing. We talked about developing character. See, you can't slap character on. You can't. Anything from the outside is a compensation. It's a substitute. It can be very impressive. See? Sure, a person with a lot of money and talks well and acts well and is studied and says all the right things. See? Or a person who studies theology and quotes scripture and verse and smiles and acts real nice. It can be very impressive. But it's not real character. So how do you develop real character? First of all, you must be very close to the inner light, what you wordlessly know in your heart. See, you must always, each and every moment, see, be very close to what you, to look to see what is right, so that you can do what's right in the moment. You know, when your child comes to you with a little question, you know in your heart to be patient. You know in your heart to be patient and to pause just a moment, look within and yearn. Yearn with all your heart for the right answer. See, not an answer that makes you, where you make yourself good or make yourself look clever. Not an answer where you put them down or impress them, but you yearn with all your heart for the right answer. You look within and suddenly the right answer comes. Something, some little thing to say, and it's just right. It comes from within, it's from intuition, it's from God. It's from the inner light. And so you say it, see? Or maybe there's nothing to be said, you don't say anything, and you sit quietly and thoughtfully, but with a sweet connection to your inner ground of good. See? And even that is powerful. See? But let's say you say a little something, okay, and it's right, and it has love, it truth and love in it, then by having expressed it, I give the example of when you're with your child, but it could be any moment in life, with anybody. Okay? Any moment in anybody. When there's a little issue that calls for the right move, the right word. See? The right something. You look within. You don't look into your brain and pull out some pre-digested answer that you learned to make yourself sound clever, but you just quietly search within, and something comes out. You don't even know what it's going to be. There it is. It comes out, and it's right. Now, what you have done is you have expressed what you know in your heart. See, that is the Word made flesh. See, that's the Word. See, where is the Word of God? See, the Bible is not the Word of God. The Bible is not the Word of God. The Bible is a word from God. The Bible is a book. It's pages. See, it's pieces of paper with ink on them. See, that has words that were written by somebody. But those words, see, testify to on the outside, the Word of God on the inside. See, the Word of God is what you know in your heart. It's silent. It's wordless. It's a wordless Word. The Word of God is within. It's what you know in your heart. You just know it within. See? That's the Word of God. And then when you read something on the outside that happens to be right, like from the Bible, which was inspired, incidentally. The writers of the Bible, they looked within, and they wrote what was within. They wrote the Word of God, which came wordlessly, and they wrote it down, or they turned it into written words, which were inspired. And now those words on the outside testify to the Word within. See, and within, God and when you read something on the outside, then God quietly testifies within, silently says, "Yes, it's so." Wordlessly, you know in your heart that what you're reading is right. See? But when you express the inner wordless word, when you express that, when you live that, then that is the Word made flesh. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So now you see how Christ was obedient to what he knew in his heart. And then he expressed what he knew from within. And by expressing it, by saying it, by voicing the words and moving his lips, and his hands and his arms, he lived. He made the inner wordless word flesh, became a part of him, became a part of his nature, became a part of his being. He completed the act. See, it's what does it say? Faith without works is dead. See, so faith is paying attention to what you know in your heart. See, and then once you know in your heart, then you go ahead and do that. You do what you know in your heart. And then that completes the act. You've brought it out. You've brought what is within. See, it says somewhere in the Gospel of Thomas, it says if you bring forth that which is within, then it is good for you, something like that. But if you don't bring it forth, then it will kill you. See, but now let's look at, but what do we do? First of all, we doubt it. We don't have faith. We doubt what we know in our heart. See, we doubt it. And instead, we listen to what other people say. Then we do what other people do. Okay? Instead of listening to what we know in our heart. Or we don't do what we know in our heart. We just go along with what somebody else says, or we don't do it, see? So it doesn't become, the Word doesn't become flesh. But what do we become? We become made from what is outside. See, temptation be flesh. See, the temptation is on the outside, whatever it is. Whatever that temptation is, tempting you to impress people, to try to fool people, to try to look good, to try to be powerful, to get over on somebody, whatever it is. See, to be admired, to be worshipped, to be respected, see, to get even, to be, you know, to have some kind of worship on the outside, pleasure, see, a high, whatever it is, knowledge, some kind of knowledge of the future, secret knowledge, you know, all of these temptations, there are so many of them, But behind that temptation, behind that object, behind those words, behind whatever it is that you reach for, behind that spirit, the spirit of temptation, the spirit of Paradise Lost, the devil, if you will, and so you reach for the temptation and you partake of it, the forbidden act, see, the forbidden pleasure, the forbidden sex, the forbidden drug, the forbidden knowledge, and you experience the high of excitement and power or whatever, and the devil becomes your flesh. So you become made of the world, made of temptation, made of evil. See? So then it's inside of you, and then it talks to you within. The outside got on the inside. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or sensecounseling.org. And now you see why the meditation is so important. The meditation teaches you how to stand back from the world and get closer to what you know in your heart. It teaches you how to get close to your intuition again, closer to the source, see, of the source that will help you to deal with the temptations on the outside and which are now on the inside, and the negative thoughts and the doubts and the fears and all those things. You need to have help in dealing with them, and it will come from within. So that's why the first thing you must do is get back in touch with your own intuition. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.